All right. Good morning. Happy EMP after Easter. Hallelujah. This morning I want to talk about peace. And so let's open to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Verse 7, Philippians 4, 7, it says this in the NASB, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension or understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The Lord is interested in external peace between countries and between people and things like that, but he's also interested in our inner peace, the peace that is within us. I think for many of us, we have conflicts within. You know, we have worries and guilt, and there's a lot of conflicts. But we know that Jesus, being the Prince of Peace, talks about peace and this inner peace and this inner joy, and it begins with connecting with God. Ultimately, peace is reconciliation with the inner conflicts that you go through. Peace is reconciliation with your brother, with your sister. Peace is this ministry of reconciliation, which ultimately is demonstrated on the cross, where that through the cross we have been reconciled to God, and the ministry of God and through Jesus Christ is a ministry of reconciliation, so that we could have peace. And so he is the Prince of Peace. And there's a peace that surpasses all understanding and comprehension that God desires for us. But now the question is, how do we obtain that kind of peace? What are the ways that we can receive that peace? Because if you had a choice between anxiety and peace, most of us would want to choose peace. In fact, we do things in our lives to strive and to find peace. We try to get organized. You know, maybe our household is a mess and disorganized, and it causes us stress. Maybe at work, you know, we go through lots of stress, and we just wish that we had a moment of peace. Maybe there's so much chaos going on in our lives. We've got a lot of things to do, people to see, deadlines to meet, and we just wish we could have some sort of peace. Maybe we think to obtain that is that we just need some quiet space. But in that quiet space, what are you really trying to search for as you look for peace? Many of us want to find that quiet space and just to hear from God. But in order to obtain that peace in chapter 7, we've got to see how we accomplish that. And so I want to go back to a verse before, verse 6, if you could look at there with me. It says, "Be anxious for nothing," which is a command, by the way. Be anxious for nothing. In other words, it's saying, don't be anxious. I'm commanding you. Don't be anxious. Do not worry. It's a command. "But in everything by prayer and supplication or petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." And so it says, don't worry. Don't be anxious about anything. Now, is that really possible? I mean, realistically or humanly speaking, is that really possible to not be anxious about anything? You lose your job. Is it really possible not to be anxious of what the future holds? Maybe you're single and you want to be married. Is it really possible not to be anxious about, am I ever going to meet anybody? Is that really possible? You can list a bunch of things, and the question is it really possible when the command of God is to not be anxious for anything? Well, the scripture says, in everything, that means all things, in everything, by and through the venue of prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. In other words, it's saying, we want your requests to be made known to God. I want to be married. I want to have a job. I want children. I want, you know, peace in my life. I want these things. And the Bible says, I want you to make it known to God. Tell God. But there's a couple things about letting your request be made known to God that you've got to do and to understand is that it's got to be done with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving in advance. Even before you receive it, you've got to be thankful for it. Because we know that God has a plan and God has a reason. And God, it stems from understanding who God is. And Paul, the Apostle Paul, had an understanding of who God is. In other words, he sort of had the final picture in his mind. He kind of knew what the end result is going to look like. It's kind of like watching a sports game, that was recorded. You know, maybe you're at church and you can't see it live, and so yes, you know, Brian Shooter to record it for you, and you're going to watch it later. But you hear the score from other people and online, and then you go back and watch it again for the first time. But you already know what the final score and the final result is. I think Paul, when he's saying this, had an understanding of what the final result and what the final score and what it's going to finally look like. And so he's able to say, I want you to present these requests with thanksgiving. You're going to present this request knowing that God is going to be answering you in the way that is appropriate. And so you don't have to be anxious for anything. Unfortunately, we worry a lot because we don't know. We worry because something bad happens and we don't know if it's going to turn out good. We worry because something bad happens and we're not sure if we can make it through. And unfortunately for many people, our worry causes actual physical and mental sickness because of our worry. I was reading a story of a woman who was worried that she was going to receive cancer because her family history was filled with cancer. Her parents died of cancer. Her brothers or sisters had cancer, and she was just so concerned about cancer. And so every time, you know, she got a sickness in her stomach or pain in her stomach, she worried, oh my goodness, it's cancer, it's cancer, it's cancer. And so finally, she would go to the doctor, and she ended up dying of pneumonia. And so for 40 years, she was worrying about the wrong thing. She was worrying about something that was futile. And we know in our minds that when we worry about something, it doesn't accomplish anything. It doesn't change anything. And when we continue to worry and we continue to worry, basically what worry is meditation on things that could go wrong. Worry is meditation on things that may not ever happen. The Bible talks about meditating on Scripture, meditating on His Word. And in verse 8, if you look, finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute or admirable, if there's any excellence of anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. Meditate on these things. Grasp on these things in your heart. And so we have a choice. We can worry or meditate on awful things, worry on things that may not happen, worry on destructive things. We can meditate on those things, or we can meditate on things that are honorable, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, worthy of praise. We can dwell on those things. And so instead of worrying or being anxious, the Scriptures tell us to present those things to God with thanksgiving. Knowing that we can be thankful to God because He is going to give us a peace that surpasses understanding. We can be thankful even though in the midst of trials. We can be thankful in the midst of difficulty. We can be thankful in the midst of problems because we know that God is going to turn those things and turn it to good. There's a story of a pet owner who was irritated and annoyed because her dog was had fleas, and these fleas begin to bite the owner and things like that. So it's quite frustrating, quite irritating, and it's a huge problem because, you know, the whole household is infected with fleas, and it's just, it can become epidemic, and it's a problem. And so very, very frustrated, very, very upset. Eventually had to take the dog to the veterinarian and to check it out. And so as the veterinarian doctor was checking out the dog, noticed that through the examination that this dog had actually more serious problems with the dog's heart, was able to treat that, and the dog was fine after that. The point is, it was because of that frustration, because of those fleas, It caused the owner to take the dog into the doctor to check it out, to find something even more destructive and to bring healing and to save that dog's life. It was through that frustration where a life was saved. And if you have that kind of understanding, you don't have to be anxious for anything, but in thanksgiving, present those requests before God, because God can do something about that. So instead of worrying, knowing that worry cannot add another hour to your life, as Matthew 6 says, to present those requests before God. And then what will happen is that there's going to be a peace. Even in the midst of all of this chaos, even in the midst of all of this confusion, there's going to be a peace that truly is beyond comprehension, truly beyond understanding. I remember in some of the biggest decisions of my life, whether it be relocating or what church to attend, I've shared this, you know, times before, but just trying to find a church back in California when I moved from Wisconsin, not knowing anybody, not knowing anything, just literally asking the Lord to give me direction and leading me to the place where He wants me to worship. And to make a long story short, and this is the church where that I went to, and then PSAM came to, you know, a few months later. And who knew that God in His master plan would bring us together in California and bring us together in Hong Kong? It's one of those things where you're anxious, you know, am I making the right choice? Am I choosing the right spouse? Am I doing the right thing? And so as you look at the circumstances with your own eyes, as the scripture says, we live by faith and not by sight. But through my own eyes, it looks like this is the absolutely wrong place. Because everything that I wanted, you know, a large church, you know, English speaking, which this wasn't at the time, you know, everything that I wanted, you know, Happen in Praise Band, great, you know, teaching and all those things, everything that I wanted with my eyes, I come to this church called Thanksgiving Church, and it had none of that. Yet as I presented my requests to God, God, this is what I want. This is exactly what I want. And I look at the church that You placed me in, and it's got none of that. Yet there was a peace that came into my heart that I can't even explain. You know, logically speaking, with the evidence presented before me, there's no way I can explain it. There's no way that I can understand it, why there was a peace, knowing that, you know what, this is absolutely wrong in terms of what I want, but there's a peace. And even in relocating to Asia, you know, it's like, man, there's nothing really outside of this church, Solomon's Porch, that really in my eyes I can say, yeah, this is it, this is the place. Except for the peace that surpasses understanding. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. If you remember the story of Jesus after the resurrection, and the disciples are, after His death on the cross, the disciples all leave and abandon Jesus, and they meet in the upper room, and they're scared for their future. They're worried that they're going to be persecuted. They're worried they're going to be jailed, imprisoned, killed for following Jesus, for being His disciples, and they're worried about what's going to happen. If you remember the story, and if you go back, you'll notice that when Jesus appears to the disciples, the very first thing He says to them is, peace be with you. Peace be with you. He could have said a lot of different things, you know. He could have showed up in that upper room, you know, He says, hey, what did I say? I told you so, which is what I end up telling my son all the time. What did Appa say? What did Appa say? And Jesus could have came into the room flying in and said, hey, what did I say? Why didn't you believe me? I told you. But instead of all the things that He could have communicated to His disciples, He says to His disciples, hey, guys, stop. Peace be with you. In other words, don't be afraid anymore. Don't be anxious anymore. Don't be worried about, you know what trouble you've caused. Don't worry. Peace. Because I'm here. See, I think there's an anxiousness that happens in our lives when there's a disconnect, when we disconnect from Jesus. When you'll find that you are no longer having peace when you disconnect yourself from Jesus. Because when Jesus is with you, when you're connected to him, there is a peace that everything in this world could be going wrong, that the things may not be going the way that you want it to go. But when you're with Jesus, there is a peace. I'll say amen to myself. Amen, amen, amen. And so Philippians 4 is one of those passages that you could just meditate on every single day of your life and not be bored of it, not find the power of his word. And as you know, Philippians 4 is one of those famous passages in 4:13, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. And if you notice in verse 4 of chapter 4, Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. He's saying to rejoice in the Lord, not because he's in happy circumstances. Remember, he's in prison. He's gone through the greatest difficulties of life, and he's saying, rejoice in the Lord, rejoice. And he says it again, rejoice. And he says over and over again, rejoice. In verse 10, he says, but I rejoiced in the Lord greatly. In other words, there's something in his spirit that causes him to rejoice. And he says it over again. And he maybe he forgets that he mentioned it. He's like, rejoice. I say it again, rejoice. And he goes through his little talk and he says, but I rejoiced in the Lord greatly. It's like, hey, Paul, you said that before like a couple times. Did you forget? Well, when there's joy in you, it just comes out. When there's something stuck in your mind, it always comes out again and again and again. You know, maybe you have moms like this, or parents who, just share the same story over and over again. It's like, yeah, mom, you told me about 34 million times. You know, it's because it's in them. And for Paul, what's in him is this idea of joy, not because of what he sees with his eyes, but because he knows that when he lifts his requests to God, that in thanksgiving, that he can find the peace that he's looking for. Let me finish with this last story, and maybe we could have Jason come up about peace. There was a submarine, a military submarine, who was submerged underwater for a long time, and after they finished their command, the commander at headquarters was saying, how did the storm affect you guys? Were you worried because it was one of the most severe storms that we've ever experienced? How did that affect you? And the crew was bewildered and they were puzzled because they didn't understand, like, what storm are you talking about? Like, what waves were you talking about? What problems were you talking about? They had no idea that there was a storm happening. And headquarters were all worried. They were trying to communicate with them. And they're saying, be careful. We're going to send people to rescue you guys. Just let us know if you're okay. And they didn't hear any communication. And so finally, they were so worried up at headquarters, up above sea level. They were so worried and so worried, if the safety, because they could lose the ship. The ship could just be lost totally. And finally they came up and they were so relieved. So relieved. And they were wondering, how did you guys handle it? How did you guys handle this storm? And they replied, we didn't even know that there was a storm, because we were so deep underwater that all of the storm and the waves were above them and it didn't even touch them. And so they were at a place of calmness, and they were at a place where the storms didn't even affect them. And what I want to say finally this morning is that maybe we need to get so deep into Jesus, way below the surface of the storm. Because most of us, we stay at the top of the sea. We stay at that level where the storm and the winds and the waves, they ruffle our feathers, they move us, they affect us, they push us around. And maybe we need to just get deeper into Jesus, deeper into God's word, below the storm, where we can find peace. So that when we are going through difficulties, when we're going through trials, when we're going through stress, when we're going through chaos, that we are so deep in the peace of God that there is nothing that can affect us, that there's nothing that can move us, there's nothing that could punish us. That is the kind of peace that our Savior offers to us. These things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Let's just take a moment and just put our trust in the Lord. Today has been one of those days where it's like, wow, I didn't know what God wanted me to say and to share. And I'm sure Jesus wondering what she should do. But let the God of peace, as we put our trust in Him, may the peace of our God come and penetrate our hearts. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer, supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And so let's sing this together. Let's worship Him. And may the peace of God be with us.
You alone are my heart's desire. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee.
Are you anxious about anything, worried about anything? And if you are, for the most part, you probably don't need much time to really think about what that is, because it's probably on the forefront of your mind. It's probably constantly on your heart. But the Bible says to not be anxious, but in everything, present it to God with thanksgiving, because God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for your dilemma. God has a plan for your chaos, and He has a plan for your stress. And so if we are worried, if you are, let's just do that right now. Let's lift that up before the Lord. Let's just present it before Him and say, God, here it is. And let's ask for the peace of God to fill your heart. Let's pray. Let's begin to lift up our community and intercede for them. What a great opportunity to pray for those who are sick, for those who are ill. And so the names are listed on the screen. And so if you could just intercede for them and pray for healing. And so let's pray together. Let's pray for those who are seeking God for salvation, for their loved ones, and let's just lift them up, and God wants none to perish, so let's begin to pray for them and just for the other infirmities. So let's lift them up now. Let's lift up those who are still looking for jobs, and let's just pray for them and lift them up in prayer. And let's ask God to open doors that need to be opened and to close those that need to be closed. And so let's lift them up right now. Move on to our mission focus for today, and let's pray for China and Hong Kong. There's a team that is there already at SP Beijing. Let's lift up Pastor Sam Kim, his family, and the ministry that's going to happen there with Cascade. And so if we could pray for that, we could pray for Chong family, for Matt and Nate's parents, for the Basarabas, for Leanne, for Edie, whom you've met last Sunday. That we're partnering with for the Chichihar kids and for the government and the churches there. So if we could just lift up China and Hong Kong right now.
Father, we lift up, God, the Cascade team. We just pray for wisdom and discernment, God. We just pray that you keep them with their God, that you continue to work there. Lord, we just pray for Pastor Sam and the team there.
Let's lift up our SP staff and our elder board and our missions committee, and let's ask God to give them wisdom. Let's pray for their health. Let's pray for protection against any attacks from the enemy, and let's ask God to give them strength. So let's lift up our SP staff, board, and missions committee. Let's pray for Phoebe Ministry and Pastor Salamat as they continue to grow. Let's ask God to bless their growth and give them wisdom as they grow. Let's ask God to continue to use them in their community, and let's lift them up. Let's pray for the Korean church and ask God to bless them in the community, that they would have strong leadership, and let's just lift up our Phoebe Ministry and Korean church. Father, in the midst of chaos and stress and confusion, Lord, we just lift our requests to you, God, and we just ask for your peace that surpasses understanding. God, it's a peace that you want to give us, that you've given to the world through your Son, Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, we seek that, God. Fill this place with your peace. Fill our hearts with your peace, God. May your word surround our hearts, God. May we be able to mold it in the center of our hearts. And may we go deeper into you and experience that peace today. God, we bless your name. We offer you our praise and our thanksgiving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of your prayer time and rest of the day. And we'll see you tomorrow.